Buffalo is at the center of what some are calling an international crisis. It has to do with folks that are trying to become Canadian citizens and the paperwork delays that are traced back to the Queen City. News tonight, our Michael Wooten explains the ripple effect of a single office closing up shop.
Sophia Carrero is one of 10,000 people self-described as the Forgotten of Buffalo. She's trying to become a Canadian citizen and filed all her paperwork here locally at the Canadian consulate inside the HSBC Tower. But 2 years later, she's still waiting.
All this time until now, government has denied my existence.
Similar story for thousands of others, including Americans, trying to get permanent residency across the border. Rosanna Berardi is a Buffalo-based immigration attorney.
There is a certain amount of traffic that comes from Americans going to Canada to work, particularly in professional positions.
They too have been delayed. Many can't get work. Others have lost health coverage. Some have been forced to leave the country. But the problems didn't actually come from Buffalo. The office here had a stellar reputation.
Buffalo is essentially the mothership of all visa processing centers around the world for Canada.
Instead, the crisis happened because last year the Buffalo office was abruptly closed.
It was just a major shock to everybody.
Most of the work done here at the Buffalo consulate was in processing, and when the office inside the tower shut down, about 75 local folks lost their jobs. Their work was transferred to Canada. The problem, critics say that the Canadian government never hired new workers to take on that new work.
The result was the massive backlog.
Does it sound like the government has a plan at this point?
Well, there's just a very vague commentary from the government that they hope to get these applications processed by the summer, but they don't really say that, you know, we've allocated additional staff or hours. There's no real detail.
Well, as of now, the Buffalo office remains closed despite calls to reopen it. Due to pressure from our side of the border, the Canadians have decided to hire two consulate workers, move them from New York City back here to Western New York, although they're not based in the tower and they are not doing visa or residency applications. Instead, their focus is on economic and border management issues. Reporting live, Michael Wooten, Channel 2 News Tonight.